nobody knows what's going on this side of the showgram. But
thank God.
I think everything's going to fall apart today.
You got to listen to Tom Petty, and we had all kinds of nightmares going on here. I think Sluggo doesn't know what he's doing.
I have no idea. I'm new to this.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm actually my evil stepson, Willard. That's who I really am.
It is Kevin and Willard in the afternoon. Let's talk about today's show, shall
we? Yeah, what are you going to do,
man?
In
the 4 o'clock hour, your favorite lyrics.
Oh, cool.
Your favorite lyrics from any song, any time, but you love what those two lines have to say.
Right.
And they're able to say it in such a concise way. It's fascinating to me. I love that.
Yeah, we need a bunch of your favorite lyrics.
Songs, the Gimme Five is songs with all in the title.
It's all that.
Right.
I was told
like
to say that.
Yeah.
I was
like, there's a new TikTok challenge that involves landmines, so that's good.
Not the old video game, right?
There's a monkey that called 911.
I love that monkey.
So that's good.
That's why I got into the business.
And we're going to play One American Dollar.
Yeah!
Coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
Please thank for the Chili Peppers. That is Black Summer on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to play One American Dollar.
Yeah! Now, this is a high-stakes game. You know, it's like any of those rooms where you go and Vegas to, you know, the high rollers.
Sure, yeah.
This is where we check in because it's $1 on the line.
You know what's funny is that it doesn't matter the money.
No, yeah, that's true.
I just need to win.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever
yes.
it is, I
of
need
course,
to win.
Of course, of course. All right, so today's category seems easy when you first say it. The highest grossing movies of all time, and this is sort of compiled, but I have some figures here, so it seems pretty straight up, but
okay.
compiled from online and various lots of various sources, but they're
the
legit.
The highest grossing movies of all time.
Yeah, now this is the most money brought in, so you got to think
okay.
more recent ticket prices, most likely. In fact, I'll give you one hint.
Yeah.
They're all pretty damn recent. You know, you're not looking at Gone with the Wind here. You're not looking at... So just to help out a little bit. Oh, you just crossed out two of your guesses.
Yeah.
Damn it! That's a bummer.
All right, I know this because I saw the report.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun.
The movie Top Gun?
Yes.
I need a buzzer sound effect, my friend.
What?
I don't have one on my side.
Wait a minute. It just passed Avatar for the highest grossing movie. What?
Nah, not according to this.
Your
no, I don't believe
bogus?
So. I don't believe so.
Top Gun, the latest one, Maverick,
right,
or whatever it's called.
Right. Well, not overall total. I mean, Avatar's been around for so long that.
All right, Avatar.
Avatar is number one.
All on right, list, excellent.
At $2.847 billion it's brought in.
Wait, how many guesses do I get?
Well, since this is kind of hard, so of the 10, I guess I'll give you five to get two.
Five to get two.
And you've got one so far. Well,
all
done.
Right.
Well done, sir. Well done.
James Bond?
James Bond. I love James Bond.
Yeah.
He's not on the list.
He's not on the list for any of them?
No. That's what
I thought. I would just throw
guesses.
Out James Bond, and then if it was one of them, you'd
sure.
give me credit for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would have. I would have.
Shoot.
Because I'm a nice fella. But I want to give you this dollar. You've been asking people for money lately.
That's three guesses.
Yes.
Indiana Jones.
Ah, good old. Nope. Don't
yeah,
hit the ding. Don't.
What?
Nope. No ding. A buzz. I'm just saying I like him.
What?
Big fan of his. No, not on the list.
Okay, that's four
Doesn't
guesses.
Doesn't this suck?
I mean,
you
even
think,
get a second
especially
one.
Here in Los Angeles, you know, we should know these things.
Yeah, of course. And I do pay attention to movies, and I do go to a lot of them.
I would fail this. I think I would have thought of Avatar, and that's about it. I would totally fail.
I only get one more guess, but if I get it right, that's a winning combination.
Yeah, yeah. Combo play. So think carefully. Think. Guess recklessly. Choose recklessly. Think carefully.
Let's see. The Godfather. I don't think it was ever one
don't
of
Don't look into my eyes for these.
I don't think it was ever
meanderings
Titanic.
Of yours. Titanic! You
yeah!
win it! What?
Yes!
Taking my dollar out. Well done, sir. Very impressive.
Fantastic.
One of the worst movies ever filmed. $1! Yay!
Woo! All right, so far in our game, we've exchanged dollars.
That's right.
I've given Sluggo a dollar, he's
one?
Given me one.
Yeah.
Fantastic!
Man, do I hate Titanic.
I won.
Now check this out. It's ridiculous. Incredibles 2... Is it number 10 with
what
1.
Never
point
of that.
No, $243 billion. Coming in next, it's The Last Jedi. That was a crazy one that just raked in the money. Frozen, did you like that film?
No, but I wasn't thinking kids.
Yeah,
kids
exactly.
Kids films, they go a lot.
And if I hadn't given you the other hint that they're fairly recent for the most part, you wouldn't have gotten that. I mean, you know.
I would have said Star Wars.
Yeah, well, I couldn't give you that.
I would have meant the original.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Jurassic World is next.
Oh, Jurassic
number six,
World, sure.
$1.672 billion. The Force Awakens is number five. Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I love that movie.
And then the Avengers. And then the Avengers Endgame.
Really? All three of them?
In a row.
Wow.
Stupid Titanic and Avatar at the top of the list.
Yeah. I need a monkey.
Don't we all?
I thought that for a long time.
Me too.
I really need a monkey.
Yeah, we need a helper monkey.
They're so great.
We have one in here in the studio. That'd be awesome. You occasionally make a ridiculous noise in the corner.
It would be mayhem.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
In San Luis Obispo, at the zoo, Capuchin Monk.
E.
Those are two different things. A Capuchin monkey got a hold of a phone over the weekend.
Right on.
And called 911.
Oh, wow. I mean, he could have called anywhere. He could have called India. He could have called for pizza.
I don't think he knows.
He decided to call 911. Pizza. Monkey pizza, please.
So the dispatcher called back, no answer. Texted back, no answer. So they sent out deputies.
The dispatcher's like, that sounded like a monkey.
Yeah. It really did, though. No, I'm not kidding. They realized that the monkey had picked up a zoo cell phone from a golf cart and dialed 911.
Oh, that is classic. That's awesome.
And what's weird about this is that they say monkey see, monkey do.
Sure.
But how many times has the zoo called 911? I mean...
Right. I mean, I suppose it's just...
It's not like they do it five times a day, and the monkey saw it and was like, oh, I can do that.
Must have just been straight up random. I mean, was it a cell phone, or was it like... Because if you push certain buttons and do certain things to your phone, which I've done at 2 in the morning accidentally, it sets off a loud alarm and actually calls 911 and all sorts of crap. You just happen to push the right wrong buttons.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really annoying. I mean, you get someone there sleeping, and all of a sudden...
It said he picked up the zoo's cell phone from a golf cart.
Okay. So
it was a cell phone.
Yeah, he's probably just pushing buttons and just happened
to... And he dialed 911.
Yeah.
And then the monkey's really cute. But they say it was an accident.
Yeah.
I'm saying...
I don't know. Pretty impressive monkey.
Is it possible that the monkey wants out?
Yeah, he just, you know, he's done. You know,
and listen, I've been in here long enough. People look at me, whatever. I throw in my poo, whatever. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready for my next step in life.
Did they find the monkey, and how many bananas, if so?
They found the monkey, and I don't
know. Find him.
Find. You know, find.
Yeah, because you know you can't be dialing 911 for that.
Right.
You get fined.
I had a situation where it was a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
All was peaceful.
Right.
And I looked out my front window.
Oh, yeah.
And there were officers coming down each side of my house with their guns drawn.
Oh, wow. Good morning.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
With their guns drawn already.
Wow.
So I went to the door.
Did you?
Hey! What are you going to do, hide?
I don't know what I would do, honestly.
I mean, you have to go to the... door.
Yeah.
So I went.
Hey, Fuzz!
What are you doing?
Get off my land!
I smell bacon! No.
That'll go over well.
I went to the door, and they said somebody called 911, and I said, we didn't.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we have to check the house just to make sure, blah, blah, blah. So he checks the house, and later they found out that it was my printer.
What?
My printer that also had a fax machine on it had dialed 911.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't have any, like, nephews, like, young kids hanging out at
the house?
Nothing. Like we used to do when we were bored and call 911?
I think my printer just hates me. It wants out. It's had enough.
Well, you probably threatened it several times. I'm going to destroy you, you piece of crap.
That could be. It was afraid. It was afraid for its life. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
We're going to be talking about favorite lyrics here in just a minute, but I don't think that song contains some of your favorite lyrics.
Well, Love's What I Got, Don't Start a riot.
It's reaching a little. But yeah, some of your
absolutely painful.
Yeah, it's a little like
yes.
hacky.
But your favorite lyrics.
Yeah.
Like about two lines. We don't want you to quote the whole song, just a couple of lines. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour, which is coming up very soon. First, a report that will anger my man Sluggo.
Oh, I love those.
You know, I was scared at first, but then again I wasn't very surprised.
All right. Hold it there.
Okay.
So then go back a couple of words. So she's going to explain what was delivered by DoorDash to this guy.
Okay.
He had ordered food.
Right.
DoorDash came to his house.
He's looking forward. He's hit the bong. Mm-hmm. He's ready to go.
Right.
He's going to have some chow.
Uh-huh.
Learn about Cuba. Okay.
Right, sure.
And a side of marijuana One man found more than he ordered at the bottom of his bag delivered by a DoorDash driver.
Did this stop?
That's a best tip ever.
Right? That's how great is
from
that?
From the driver to the recipient.
That's fantastic that they got
it. I would be so happy
with
that.
A side of marijuana.
Yes. Man, that's amazing.
That's great.
I think I'm going to start ordering DoorDash now more. I've been using the other one.
Well, you're not this guy.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Did this start with the driver or did this start in the restaurant that I ordered it from?
Well, Columbus.
Oh, these sounded like they just started yes. a restaurant. Or, I think there might be a stick lodge somewhere.
I called the police.
Oh, boo!
And
what?
The police came over because I don't know where the drugs came from and I'm uncomfortable with this.
While Columbus police tell me they do not know the answer to those questions yet, the man involved says the driver came back asking for the pot.
He would.
By the way, okay, the driver's an idiot.
Right.
But,
hey, man.
But give him the pot.
Give him the pot.
Cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
Come on.
Keep a couple J's for yourself and give
that
him what you don't need.
That guy has never had a J in his life.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
He would give me my money back and refund me my order if I gave him my entire bag back because he claimed that there was medicine in the bag for his friend that was to be used for medical reasons.
Well, I mean, I hate it when I see people say, you know, for quote medical reasons.
Right.
Hey, are you kidding? You know anybody with cancer? It's a really big help.
It is.
It's a major
it is huge,
help.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
And what'd you tell him?
I told him, no, sir, I can't give it back.
After the driver left, he called police and submitted a complaint to DoorDash. DoorDash sent him this email saying, quote, we do not condone this type of action and have therefore taken the step in removing them from our platform. This Dasher will no longer be able to deliver future orders.
I want to be ordering from that dude.
Right?
That's the best dude ever.
You order from DoorDash and you request that driver.
Hell yeah. One pizza and one free bag of weed, please.
I'm not a huge lyrics guy.
No.
I don't know if you are.
Sometimes if they grab my attention, but yeah, I don't
know. A lot of times I'll know a song and I'll hear it 1,000 times and I'll sing along with it nonsense because
right.
I never...
right. And I have no idea what they're talking about.
Never
I have
learned the lyrics.
Found out a few times some of the songs that I really liked about like really messed up or
right.
just dumb, stupid, horrible
right.
stuff.
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
no.
You're just enjoying the song.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS about your favorite lyrics.
Yeah, the ones that really grab you. Something about them you love. You quote them all the time. Maybe you work them into conversations. You know, I was just talking about this the other day. Oh, my. Oh, hell yeah. Tom Petty. I say that all
yes,
the
you
time.
Do. Yes, you do.
And then were you listening this morning while I was on the Satellite of Love? Because I was literally talking about this
no.
very subject.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Elvis Costello. We played Watching the Detectives, which was one of my favorite lines. I don't know how much more of this I can take. She's filing her nails while they're dragging the lake. I just love
wow.
the exasperation in that lyric.
I awesome. Like How Can You Fly with Broken Wings, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Billy Joel song is really great to me, and I'm not a huge Billy Joel fan.
But don't say we didn't start the fire, because I'll hit you.
Nope.
Okay, good.
First, they tell you can't sleep alone in a strange place.
Yeah.
Then they tell you can't sleep with somebody else.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, you sleep in your own space.
Either way,
it's okay. You wake
up
with yourself.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I think that's a beautiful way of saying
that.
Yeah,
that's a good line, yeah.
And then there's Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. I've come to talk to you again. That's really rich.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so did Job on Arrested Development. Do you remember they kept playing that?
Oh, that's right.
That song surfaces
that.
A lot.
Yes,
Sounds
it does.
Silence, yeah.
So your favorite lyrics, 818-955-KLOS. Tell us what they are.
I got to say, I've always appreciated the lyrics to that song right there. He just never knows what her name is. He wants to see her next time he comes in town, but
right.
what the hell was her
That's
name?
That's because that represents you and me.
I know. Yeah, we do have a real problem. Though.
Really no idea about names.
My excuse is I have 420 of them, so I just can never remember.
Yeah, well,
them.
You do. You should just stop running from the law and give yourself one name and everything would be cool.
No.
We're talking about your favorite lyrics. KLOS, hello.
How about Pantera's, I'd kill myself for you, I'd kill you for myself.
Ha ha, that is
great. That is pretty great. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I hold her head underwater.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yes, we do.
I hold her head underwater.
I, you know, the, he really, you can, the way he delivers it is just so perfect because you can really feel that, like, oh, my God.
It does scare me, your giddiness about this line, though.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, this is Steve from Lake Elsinore. How you doing?
Good. Thank you, Steve. Your favorite lyrics?
A Third Eye Blind lyric.
Nope. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Back down the bully to the back of the bus because it's time for them to be scared of us.
All right.
Right on.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
We'll accept it.
We'll allow it.
I like it too.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. You too. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite lyrics.
So we're talking about lyrics.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo. Do you change lyrics? For years, and I don't know why I do this, that song right there, I just turn into all sorts of foul, horrible
language. You do it to be funny.
I guess, just to amuse myself, yeah.
No, I don't really do that. No? I just don't know what any of the words are, so make up words.
Right.
And so we end up at the same place.
Right. Yeah. Completely confused.
So we're talking about your favorite lyrics. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you could explain what certain lyrics mean.
Maybe?
Probably not, but go ahead.
Blinded by the light, it says, little hurly burly gave my anus curly whirly, asked me if I wanted a ride.
Well, it's not quite what right.
What does that mean?
But, yeah.
I don't think that's technically that's correct.
Quite right, but I like the take on it.
Yeah, it's rock and roll. It doesn't need to be technically correct.
Correct. Yeah.
There's only one rule in rock and roll.
What's the rule?
Screw the rules.
Yep. Agreed.
Nice cover. Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
Kayla West, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
What's happening?
You have a favorite lyric?
Well, yeah. Yes, I do, and I wish you would share it with your fine KLOS listeners today.
All right.
The song would be called Big Balls by AC/DC.
Right.
I think my balls should be held every night.
Because you got to have a party every night. You know, you got to have those.
Listen, we'll give out your phone number and it'll happen.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. So my favorite lyrics are, I have a six pack and nothing to do.
Ah,
that's pretty great.
Yeah, what's that from?
That is from that's from Black Flag.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a great lyric.
He really did come up with some good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I have a solution for Kevin.
Is this the Armenian comedian?
Yeah, I have a solution for you.
Hold on.
You can put him on hold there.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Favorite lyrics?
Disturbed. Sometimes the darkness can show you the light.
That's
pretty
good.
Great.
That is very good.
That is pretty great.
Yeah.
I just love the brevity with which people say so much.
Yeah.
That's really a talent to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of like that.
We don't have that ability.
We don't.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Your favorite lyric?
Yeah. It's by Lou Gramm, the solo artist.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He says, in the Midnight Blue, he says, I remember what my father said, son, life is either cherry red or midnight blue.
Why does that strike you?
I don't know. I guess just because I hear it a lot.
Just kind of sticks out to you.
I like a lot of Lou's lines. I like a lot of stuff. There's I can't think of the Foreigner song, but I just like what not only what he had to say, but the way he would say it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that was. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You need an ambulance? Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite lyrics.
I know if I were to sit and think about it for a very long time, I would come up with all sorts of favorite lyrics.
Yeah, it's funny. You should have done that yesterday when I told you we were going to do this calling topic.
You didn't tell me at all yesterday that we were going to do this.
I have two on Twitter.
Twitter, okay.
One good, one awful.
Okay.
Let's see. We have, you're such an inspiration for the ways that I'll never choose to be. And that's from Perfect Circle.
Okay.
Which is great.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
And then there's the awful, the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down.
Did Bean actually text you?
Dare
is that where
play
that came
that.
From? Bean actually.
It's the worst song ever.
Bean's favorite.
All right, we get it. It's Bean's favorite. You're being funny. Stop playing it.
Okay, I will.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hello, KLOS.
I don't ask for much. The truth will do just fine.
That's great. That is good.
That is great, yeah.
Who is that? What's that from?
Triumph. Lay it on the line.
Nice. Good job, Triumph. Well done. For a comedian dog.
Nope.
There's
a band
hand
called Triumph.
And has someone's back no,
there's
end.
There's a band called Triumph.
It really comes out. What?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
It's actually one of your favorites. KLOS, hello.
Hey. Hey, how about Harry Nilsson back in the 70s? He had a song, Can You Bleep Me?
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
You're breaking my heart. You're tearing it apart, so f*** you.
That is succinct and to the point.
That is pretty great.
I'd say that's what he was known for, I guess.
Yep.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, happy Wednesday.
To you as well. Talking about your favorite lyrics.
Yes, sir. Rush.
Which one?
if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. I will choose free will.
Yeah, I love that, and it's always sort of pissed me off because I'm like, yeah, you know what? That makes sense, and how dare you? How dare you point out that no matter what, you've made that choice?
Yeah, and don't make it for me because I can, and that's my free will.
Yep, that's good stuff, man. Like you're right. It's very heady.
All right, peace, brother.
Right on, man. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, this is Sam.
Hold on. KLOS, hello.
Favorite lyric is lines in the street, rabid dogs in heat, rabbit foaming. I mean, it's a classic Jim Morrison.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he, wow. Talk about a poet. Go ahead, talk about it. We'll wait.
Absolutely.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
95.5 KLOS.
She wanted to tell you guys All Star by Smash Mouth. She likes the lyrics. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
That's pretty great.
The L7. Put another one over there and you got a box.
That is pretty
great. Very cool. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite lyrics. We have two things coming up. Disney California Adventure Park tickets.
That's right.
Not right this second.
Very soon.
Then we have Give Me Five at 5 o'clock. Songs with the word all in them.
Because it's all that.
But right now we're talking about your favorite lyrics. KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this Kevin the Smuggler?
Yes. Your favorite lyrics.
Black Sabbath from The Rick.
Okay.
So many people advising me, but they don't know what my eyes see. At the time, I was about 12 or 13 years old, and it spoke volumes to me.
Wow.
I had been in Catholic school from first and sixth grade, and then I was in seventh grade. I went to public school, and I was introduced to all these different people, different ideas, and different music. And man, you know what? I was hungry for that.
And what do you know? They weren't the terrible, horrible people that you had been told for all those years that you were going to run into when you went to that school, right?
It drew me in, you know, especially because of my background, and I wanted to rebel.
Yeah, that'll do her. Right on. Great line, man. Thank you very much for calling. I've always loved Ozzy. Everything about Ozzy.
KLOS, hello.
Huge fan.
Sharon!
What the hell? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like...
KLOS, hello.
Freaking out for a second. Hello. Sharon, I can't do it!
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Favorite lyrics.
This is Robert. Classic Led Zeppelin. When your conscience hits you, knock it back with pills.
Wow. That's great.
That is classic Led Zeppelin. Dude, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Right on.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. You guys still doing the favorite lyrics?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so satisfied deep down inside like a hand in a velvet glove.
Wow. Nice. What's that from?
That's Touch Too Much by AC/DC.
Oh, nice.
That's fantastic.
God, good old AC/DC.
Right.
I don't usually think about lyrics too much with AC/DC, but that's good. That's great. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Good afternoon. Tom Petty, Gorilla Love is Hard to Find.
Okay.
Rolling Stones, I'll Never Be Your Easter Bunny. Panama, Reach Down Between Your Legs.
Sure.
And then next time the Soul Recite to Make You Drool, Seven Virgins and a Mule?
I don't know. So you don't really care for lyrics at all?
I'm bored.
Oh, I forgot my favorite, too.
Oh.
Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down.
You bastard.
Never Gonna Run Around and Desert You.
You bastard. You know, if you turn that around.
Never Gonna Make You Cry.
Damn it.
Never Gonna Say Goodbye. Never Gonna Tell a Lie and Hurt You.
You turn those lyrics around, it becomes a Nine Inch Nails song.
Does it?
Yeah. I'm seeing people fumble with their phone, so let's give them some more dialing music.
Give me five.
That guy from Faith No More.
That's what I heard.
Songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
So the word is all. If the word is all and it appears somewhere in the title, we want to play it. Five of them.
The word all.
All.
In
all.
The title of the song.
Temperature. So if you got 1-818-955-KLOS, good luck. Holy cow. You know, if you were to count all the alls in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Dang. So
we could have played that for all five songs.
Yeah. It is the Give Me Five, and today it's all that. It's got to have all in the title, and we're taking suggestions. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, are you still looking for all songs?
Yes.
My name's Mike. How about All of My Love?
It's amazing how many songs you find when you start doing these kind of things that have the theme in mind. We've got a lot of great suggestions. I really wanted to do All Along the Watchtower. We just played it like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
So, damn it, because I love that one. But a bunch of good requests.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this KLOS?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Marcy. I'm calling to request a song that starts that has the word all in it.
Marcy, right. I listen to you every day.
I don't think that's the same one.
All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Ah, very cool.
Second person with that request.
Yeah. All right, Marcy.
Oh, thanks again. KLOS rocks.
That one featured at the end of one of the Charlie's Angels movies. I loved those movies. I mostly
did too.
Just totally obsessed with Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Yeah, I love her. Just something about her attitude and everything. Just so damn cool.
It's KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, let's give away some more tickets. What the hell?
It is happening August 25th, and if you want a four-pack of tickets, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
And whilst you're dialing, we'll play you song number five. Number one in You All That was You Shook Me All Night Long. All Apologies from Nirvana was next. Got a request for Led Zeppelin, All My Love. A couple people suggested that one there from Blink-182, All the Small Things. And at the top of the pile, Free! It is all right now. 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, also known as Psycho Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's all positive stories to balance out all the bad things that you see all day long. You can get it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's time for What We Learned Today, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. One American dollar was the top 10 grossing movies of all time, and I won.
You won!
One American dollar.
You did! I've won one American dollar in our big contest. You've won it now. What are we going to do with our winnings, man?
It was my first time ever.
Well done.
I'm going to quit and buy a house.
You're a one American dollar virgin. Well done.
A monkey in a zoo in California grabbed a cell phone and dialed 911.
Like monkeys do.
Not positive why.
Hello, I need some more bananas, quick!
And a DoorDash driver delivered pizza with a side of marijuana.
Yeah, nice big baggie fold.
And got in trouble.
Yeah, what a load of crap.
Can you imagine?
Dude, we're big fans of yours. Well done. We love you, man.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. All right, I'm off to order some pizza from DoorDash.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
At this factory, and they look up, and there's a huge... what do you call it when the snow is piling up and coming down the mountain?
Avalanche?
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I think that's a moment with...
Woo!
Ding, ding, ding.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
It is our first ever KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. And we'd like you to join us on August 25th. You get a four-pack of tickets if you're caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS.
And for the monkey that called 911 a little while ago we were talking about, here's the Fighters Who and Monkey Wrench on KLOS. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi. It's Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Dawn, you're caller 13.
Oh, is that not enough?
No, that's the lucky number.
That's exactly enough.
That's perfect.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. You just like... Hit it on roulette. Well done.
Wow, I'm going to Vegas on Friday. Woo-hoo!
Oh, I'm double jealous.
Very nice. You got four pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Provided, Don, that you allow me to tag along with you to Vegas because I'm dying to go.
That is not part of it.
Oh, come on.
Not part of it. Not part of it.
Damn
sorry.
It. Hey, we got to give away some tickets, man.
Yes, we do.
Summer Invasion tickets,
we have
man.
Tickets for KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
But we want to do the Gimme Five, man.
Oh, well, let's do them at the same time.
Okay, man.
We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You get a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
If you're caller 13, dial carefully.
KLOS, who's this?
Walter.
Walter, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God, no way.
You did it.
But you do have to come up with a song title that has the word all in it. So otherwise, we'll set fire to your tickets. Do you have any thoughts? Getting my matches out. Getting some kindling.
I don't think you need the blowtorch. This seems like a lot. Walter, you won the tickets. You have a four-pack of tickets. You have three other people you could take?
Yeah, I do. My wife and my two kids.
Perfect.
Nice. Well, congratulations. And did you think of this one from Nirvana? By chance?
Just say yes.
No.
It's Kayla West's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, let's give away some more tickets. What the hell?
It is happening August 25th, and if you want a four-pack of tickets, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Nothing but songs with the word all somewhere in the title on Gimme 5 today.
Kayla West, hello, who's this?
This is Will.
Will, you're caller 13.
All right.
That means you get a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Thank you. Perfect birthday gift for my granddaughter.
Nice.
Excellent.
Day three of Woodstock was on this day in rock in 1969. Joe Cocker, CSN and Y, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Country Joe and the Fish all played. 800 kegs of beer were on hand on this day in rock in 1980 for the Toledo Speedway Jam 2 in Toledo, Ohio. With ZZ Top, AC/DC, Sammy Hagar, and Humble Pie playing. And the drinking age there in Ohio at the time? 18. Nirvana was handing out flyers inviting people to be in their Smells Like Teen Spirit video that was filming here in Los Angeles. I know someone who decided to not go to that, but go to work instead, having no idea what a giant video would end up being. And they filmed that particular video on this day in rock in 1991.